Well, as I'm looking out at the saints that are here, I see a lot of European saints here. I don't know why they came to this fellowship. Maybe they want to know what's going on in Europe. You know, when we're buried in our foxhole, sometimes we don't realize the Lord is moving.
Amen.
And he's advancing. But that's okay. We're happy to have you all here. I'd like to start by reading a point, a Roman numeral 1 point, from a conference in 2006. It was a Memorial Day conference in Phoenix, Arizona, and it was on cooperating with the energizing triune God for his up-to-date and ultimate move on the earth. And this is the point. I'd like to start with this. The fulfillment of the Lord's prophecy concerning the building up of his church, the preparation of his bride, will bring him back.
Amen.
Saints, when we talk about Europe, we're talking about bringing the Lord back.
Amen.
Now is the time. Now is the time for the Lord to fulfill his prophecy through the overcomers who cooperate and coordinate with Christ in his heavenly ministry for his up-to-date and ultimate move. Amen?
Amen.
You want to cooperate and coordinate?
Amen.
You know, this afternoon, as Brother Ray was speaking about the first fruits, it occurred to me that the first fruits, of course, are the living overcomers. Are you alive?
Amen.
Then you are qualified to be one of the first fruits.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
That's us.
Amen.
Okay. I got to calm down. I'm still fired up. Another point I'd like to read. Europe in the consummation of the fulfillment of the vision concerning the great human image in Daniel chapter 2 is more vitally crucial than any other country and race. The crushing of the 2 feet of the great human image will be the crushing of the entire human government. The 10 kings typified by the 10 toes of the great human image in Daniel 2 will be under Antichrist, who will be the last Caesar of the Roman Empire. All this will transpire in Europe. This is one of the reasons why I wanted to be in Europe. Well, I'd like to show you something that maybe should touch you, or if you don't know already. Boris Johnson was the Prime Minister of England 20 years ago. He wrote a book called The Dream of Rome, speaking about the revival of the Roman Empire.
What?
Can you believe that?
Wow.
Not only that, in 2018, Emmanuel... Did I show you the picture? The Dream of Rome. Brothers and sisters, we've been reading this in the ministry.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the 10 toes, huh? Emmanuel Macron, this is 2018, unveils the European Defense Coalition. 10 nations.
Whoa.
Can you believe? 10, does that have a familiar ring to it? Brothers and sisters, there is things going on right now for the fulfillment of the prophecy. I'm not trying to get you excited. Don't be excited, but we need to know what's going on. Brothers and sisters, we're at the end of the age, and the Lord's move to Europe is very crucial. Another quote here, we need to see, am I doing okay with my time? Okay, I got till 23. We have to be very strict with our time here. We need to see this as a basis to understand the Lord's mind. Before this crushing of the 10 toes transpires, the Lord's recovery must spread to Europe.
Amen.
All over Europe. I hope that we would bring this fellowship to the Lord and pray. We should tell the Lord, Lord, these days are the consummation of the age. Lord, in these days, rekindle my love toward you.
May the Lord inspire us concerning his move and his recovery. May he spread the church throughout Europe, the Middle East, and to Jerusalem. Perhaps one day we will hold a prayer meeting in the Garden of Gethsemane and pray fervently for the Lord to come back.
Amen.
Would you like to be at that prayer meeting?
Amen.
Yeah, me too. Well, you know, the brothers have shared with us over the years, you know, not everybody is going to move to Europe. I mean, we know that already. But there are ways for everyone in this room to participate in the Lord's ultimate move to Europe. This has been clearly fellowshipped through the ministry. The first is to pray. Saints, you don't know how much we need the prayers.
Amen.
We are always in a struggle, and we are always in a warfare. The Lord is perfecting us in spiritual warfare to stand and to endure, but there's always something going on. And there's always resistance and opposition from the evil one. Saints, your prayers. Just pray, Lord, your move. Lord, your move. You don't need a lot of words. Even groanings is the best prayers. Lord, Europe. Lord, Europe. Your move, Lord. Oh, how we need these kind of prayers to push back on the enemy. This year, the rest of this year, the last half of this year, we're expecting three more local churches to be established in Europe. And while we're in a battle, while we're on the battlefield, the Lord continues to advance. He will never be defeated. He will gain the victory.
Amen.
The second way that we can participate is by giving. This is serious. If you read 2 Corinthians 8, you can see that the giving financially, and I'm not doing a fundraising here, but I want you to know that you just go back and read 2 Corinthians chapter 8, you'll see that the giving, the fellowship unto the gospel, it's a fellowship in the body of Christ.
Amen.
It's a ministry of grace. It's a ministry of life. With every offering, life is being ministered. And there's always the need. Right now, you're going to hear some reports about the building project expansion in London, the Stuttgart Meeting Hall and the Dublin Meeting Hall. We all have some reports. You can participate. And what a glory. Recently, we've had some full-timers that have started to serve full-time. And we felt, you know, we just open this up to the churches. They may not be able to give much, $100, $200, but that links them to the Lord's move in Europe.
Amen.
That's a fellowship in the body of Christ.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, don't discount this. Amen. Any little bit through LME, and we'll say more later. Oh, my time is over. The third thing, go.
Amen. Go.
Amen. I better stop. Okay. Italy. Sorry, brothers. I got it. There you go.
Amen. Thanks. So we'd like to share a few minutes on up to date regarding Italy. And, you know, related to the Lord's coming back, you know, the greatest sign is in Matthew 24:14, that the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom would be in all the nations, for a testimony to all the nations. And so we see the Lord is moving over the whole earth, and he's moving in Europe, but they're in Italy particular, which is a key country. The testimony has been short, but now we see the testimony is spreading. If you go to the map on the PowerPoint here, we have the golden lampstands are in gold there. So in 2009, there was a lampstand in Milan. 2012, the resumption of the Lord's table in Rome. And now the Lord is accelerating in 2024, a lampstand in Vicenza. And then a couple months ago, a lampstand in Prato. Praise the Lord. So the testimony is spreading, and particularly this last year, we feel like we're in a new stage because of the Olympic gospel trips. We had over 300 saints come, and we feel like we are in the stage of the body, right? The body has been coming, has been flowing to Italy to join us, and we really see the Lord is doing something, both in the openness of the people and in city after city, we're getting the momentum. So this coming year, for your prayers, we need to pray for the shepherding trips, right? You know, we heard in this training about the Lord of the harvest. And with the Lord of the harvest, the first thing is beseeching. So we can all participate by beseeching, right? That some would come for long-term shepherding trips, short-term shepherding trips, and some would even come for migration. Some are endeavoring, but even the visa is a challenge. So we need to pray, right? Pray that the Lord of the harvest would thrust out the workers. And we have the cities in green are the key cities that we're burdened for. But particularly this year, we'll cover five places or five areas. In the northwest, we have Turin with some saints in the surrounding cities. Beginning next week, some will be migrating and some will be going on follow-up shepherding trips all through the fall. So hope some of you could come to join. And then Milan in the center. And then in the northeast, the church in Vicenza with a flourishing campus work right down the road in Padova. We have a lot of students, but they need some shepherds. Maybe even some graduate students who could come to be side-by-side with these students. And then in the center where the church in Prato was just raised up, they need shepherding. They're a new church, and Florence is right next door. So we hope to do something on the campus there. And then in Rome, the Lord needs 150 shining saints in Rome, right? So we're really encouraged what the Lord's been doing in Rome. Okay, so I have two more minutes. If we could go to Torino, and then I'll pass it to the other brothers. Next slide. So here, Torino, and then we have saints in the surrounding cities as well. So this is the fourth largest city in Italy. The gospel trips, we had, I think, three or four cycles there and follow-up trips. People are really open, and the saints there are ready. They just need some strengthening and some sudden striking to come together, to go up, to rise up, go up, build up. And if they could be strengthened to come together in Torino for the testimony, go to the next slide. These saints, if they could be strengthened to travel together and to be the testimony in Torino. Next slide. Next slide. Amen. Well, you can just cycle through the slides as we're speaking because we won't be able to cover all the details, but we'll make these available. But we do want to at least release a burden, at least 2 or 3 minutes on each of these cities. So pray for Torino.
Amen.
That within this coming year, the Lord could raise up a lampstand in Torino. Praise the Lord.
Now we come to the church in Vicenza. Vicenza is a city in the northeast of Italy, not far from Venice. The recovery came to the city of Vicenza in the late 1990s through a local brother who was captured by the ministry. And then through migration, more saints were added to that city, and gradually the saints were getting into the proper and normal church life with normal practices, enjoying the Lord, serving, preaching the gospel. Saints migrated to that place from different countries in Europe and in the rest of the world. And so eventually in September of 2024, the first Lord's Table was established in the city of Vicenza. So Vicenza became the third lampstand in Italy after Rome and Milan. Praise the Lord. Today, the church life in Vicenza is very sweet, very normal. The saints are enjoying the Lord, serving each other, having morning revival together, preaching the gospel, caring for each other, and trying to spread. So the prayer burden for Vicenza would be for the strengthening of this lampstand. Especially, I would say, Vicenza needs brothers. So if somebody is considering moving to Italy, moving to Vicenza, Vicenza needs brothers. Then the next city is Padua. Padua is a university city. It has one of the largest universities in Italy, which is the University of Padua, with a lot of students. And recently the Lord has been blessing this place with the prospering students' work, young people work. A family is laboring in Padua, and the Lord has blessed their labor. They have a large number of students who come to meet with them, with this family. The family lives in an apartment, which is a very nice place for gathering the college students. And a lot of students come. They have dozens of students that they labor with. And one of the burdens is to purchase this apartment for further use. This city, Padua, is within a 30-minute train ride from Vicenza. So the saints in Vicenza and Padua labor together to raise up more young people for the Lord's testimony. Please pray for these two places, that the Lord would increase his move and his testimony and eventually probably establish a lampstand in Padua. Praise the Lord.
Okay. My burden is to share about the new locality in Prato, as well as Rome. So I'm going to spend a short period of time on Prato. There was a group of Chinese-speaking saints have been there for almost 30 years. All of them came from the Fujian province, which is Brother Ni's province. And some of them are second and third generation saints in the Lord's recovery. And though their parents and their grandparents were in that time with Brother Ni and Brother Li. So, but they have been in this locality for a long time. And they have been waiting to take the ground. And with these gospel trips, many were really touched, stirred. Some dormant ones were recovered. There was a real response. And the co-workers that came there had a strong feeling. Now was the time for them to be able to take the ground and be a locality in Italy. And so on May 17th, they took the ground. 200 people came from all over. To welcome this new locality into existence. Marvelous, right? This is their picture there. Amen. So praise the Lord. This is one of the first fruits, right, of the Lord's recent move here in Italy. So let's continue to consider Rome. So Rome, obviously, will be the capital of Antichrist's empire. It will be the source of all of the persecution of the Christians and the Jews. Brother Tom's word was a sobering word, and all of us feel that reality because we are in Rome. In the gospel trip, we have one of the largest, we have the largest university in Europe, La Sapienza. 120,000 students are on this campus. And we have been trying to break into that campus for more than 6 or 7 years. And there's not been able to reach there. But because of the gospel trips, we were able to gain some ones. Most of them are international students, but still we gained some local native Italians. Hallelujah. And we now have a regular college-age meeting going on in Rome. Rome is a very busy place. You come, your hands will be full immediately. Even though we have a number of full-time ones, we need full-timers. We need some full-timers on the campus, and we need students on the campus. And that is true, really, for all of Italy. We need to gain the young people. These are the ones that are really open. But I have to say, in the gospel time, we did get a good number of contacts among the older generation, and many of them are very dissatisfied with their situation in a religious community. But they need to hear the gospel. The gospel of the kingdom. Amen. That they would be rescued. Right? Amen.
Okay, I get to share on Milan. There we go. Can we go to the next slide? So 2 weeks ago, we asked the saints in the table meeting to come outside the meeting hall and to take this photo. So this is a very recent photo of the church in Milan. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we'd like to thank the body for that meeting hall. The church owns, the body owns this meeting hall. This was a very nice gift in the body. The saints in Milan received a wonderful blending, a lot of blending in February. The whole month was just packed with saints. And we received such a blessing. Can we go to the next slide? Okay. So there's, I marked here a map of the city of Milan with open homes. These are homes that are now opening regularly, at least once a month. And they're scattered throughout the city. The saints are endeavoring to enter into a house-to-house, day-to-day, normal church life with mutual shepherding. And as I look around this room, I see a lot of saints who came and participated and rendered real help to the saints of Milan. The blending, the fellowship, you brought your portion, and we had mutual fellowship. So this is a little bit of a thank you and also a little bit of an encouragement that we need more. Can we go to the next slide? Okay. So the saints, the church in Milan is just becoming normal. And I wish I had a great, terrific report. But there's nothing better than normal. So the problem with normal is it doesn't produce an exciting report. But yeah, the saints in Milan are just meeting. And even today, I got a picture on my phone from my wife of the meeting that we missed last night back in Milan. And it just about broke my heart that these saints, we've been laboring on these saints, helping these saints, and now they're meeting on their own. We're not even there. We're not helping them, and they're going on without us. They're going on. Okay, next slide. Okay, so we put a QR code here. This is a QR code to the same Google form that we used for the Olympics gospel trips last year. That form is still active, and we are still receiving groups. If you want to come, you can still come. We have been taking the pattern of France. The brothers from Paris are sitting right here. They had their Olympics activities, and then after that, they continued to receive trips. And so we are continuing to receive trips. But there's one thing that they had that we have not yet received. And so I want to speak about that. This is actually my main burden, and I'm already out of time. We would like to receive saints who could come and stay for a month or 2 months or even 3 months to just come and visit. Paris received this. And I wish I could just give you the microphone and share your testimony of how wonderful it is. You come and you spend that kind of time and you begin to see the real situation in the locality. You're not just there for a conference. You're not there for a big event. You're not there for a week and then you're gone. It's wonderful to do that, but if you can come and stay for a month, you begin to see the normal church life, and then the portion that Christ has in you, you can begin to minister that to the saints. So if you're an older, retired couple and you have the way to just come and spend a month or two or three, or if you're a younger saint and your work situation allows you to travel, it's lovely if you can come. And this QR code is a way for you to get in contact with us. Okay, I'll stop. Thank you. Amen.
Well, our fellowship today is to share with you all concerning what the Lord is doing in Italy. France, but actually for the whole Europe. And hopefully this will transpire, this will inspire, the fellowship will inspire and burden you to see the finality, the ultimate world situation as the indicator of God's present move for the Lord's ultimate recovery. And I want to use that word, ultimate. We all must bear that burden. It's not just the brothers in France, the brothers in Italy, the brothers in Europe. We are talking about the brothers. All, every one of us in the Lord's recovery must rise up to bear the ultimate responsibility. I have a huge burden. I say, Lord, you want to speak about us participating in your, to have that ultimate responsibility. What is that ultimate responsibility today? And the Lord said, on the one hand, we need to live Christ. We need to meet together in a locality in such a way that we may be the body, the new man, the lampstand, and the bride, and we meet in oneness. Amen. This is spiritually speaking. But the Lord is very balanced. Our ultimate responsibility is also for the spreading of the Lord's recovery in raising up lampstand, which must be considered part of our part of the Lord's ultimate responsibility. Now, in France, this year, I visited since last May to Canada and Malaysia. We talk about French-speaking countries. But today I'm not going to speak about French-speaking countries. I'm talking about French-speaking Europe. I don't think I have the time to go through the slide. I only have 8 minutes. This year in France and in the French-speaking Europe, we want to raise up 2 more new lampstands. Some of us, we have a little faith. We say, some of us say, we are not, it's not going to happen. But to us, we are believers. Amen. We have to believe that the Lord will raise up a lampstand in Huang. You may say Huang, but in French it's Huang. I'm being corrected. R-O-U-E-N. Huang. The saints in the United Kingdom has been bearing that burden to raise up a lampstand in Huang, in Normandy. Forget about the history of the World War. We are in the one body to raise up a lampstand in Huang. The next one is in Luxembourg. Amen. Maybe you can show the map. Yeah, the other one. Yeah, Luxembourg. Luxembourg is a French-speaking country. It's not part of France. Luxembourg only have about 680. What time do I finish? 46? Okay, 1 minute. Luxembourg only have a population of 680,000. only 1% of France. France has 68 million people. But the Lord this year is going to raise out a lampstand in Luxembourg. Amen. Pray for Luxembourg. I want to announce it. We brothers want to announce it today. The first Lord's Table meeting will be on October the 4th. Pray for Luxembourg.
Amen.
I told Brother Ray, without the country of Luxembourg, there is no European Union. Because wealth came from Luxembourg. Okay, what about for us in France? Our main goal is to raise up at least one new church, one lampstand every year. Now, it seems that it is the right time that the Lord is preparing and leading us to go to the southern part of France. I went to Martinique for the conference. There is a brother with his family came to me and said, we are going to move to Perpignan. I said, whoa, you know where is Perpignan? The southern part of France next to Toulouse, not that far, in between Toulouse and Marseille. Saints, God has a strategy.
Amen.
We only need to cooperate with Him.
Amen.
Go to the southern part of France in Marseille, Montpellier, Caen, Geneva. Maybe next year the Lord will gain more lampstands in the southern part of France and in the French-speaking Europe.
Amen.
May the Lord bless His move in the French-speaking Europe.
I don't know how to pronounce that word, but it's spelled R-O-U-E-N. So there you go. I just don't even try. But I'm very happy that we're involved and that we can participate to do a little bit to help there. So I'm going to share, and probably the brothers will give me the warning when to stop. Maybe I'll make it ahead of time, about what's going on in London with the property right now. You know, I got a phone call that I should move to Europe in 1995. I'd never been to Europe, and I was told to move to Europe in 1995. In 2005, we were able to purchase a building called Bauer House. The way we managed to buy that property, we had to come up with a down payment of 50% or the bank would not even talk to us. So I asked the church in Houston if they would help us. They had just finished building a hall that they spent 10 years building, but they did it without any debt. And so they mortgaged their hall and gave us the money for the down payment. Saints, 1 year later, we paid them back.
Wow.
2 years later, we paid off the rest of the building. Isn't that amazing? The Lord can do anything. The Lord can do anything, and He's doing that. So 15 months ago, we had gone through a 15-month period of almost nothing being done at Bauer House because there just wasn't much burden to cover it, the expenses of it. And somehow, the last 15 months, we've got busy again, and we've been working, and it's we're at this stage right now. I would say, if things have continue as they did the last 15 months, 2 years from now, that will be July 2028, we'll be making preparations to begin having the training in Bauer House starting in August 2028. So we expect that's what will happen, that the training will be there. What is Bauer House? Many of you have been to Bauer House. You know, it's a 300-year-old house. next three years, from 3 years from now, to be 300 years old. Because it's so old, we were able to get it. Because nobody could do anything with it. But because it's there, we're able to build. And what we have been able to build is a very good future capacity for the training, and also a very good place for the churches to blend. Amen. For London to have a proper meeting place. You know, London has 800 saints. They have a meeting hall that'll hold 125. That's it. Six districts. That's all London has. But saints, it's happening. It's happening. So please pray. And we believe that 2 years from now, we'll be able to tell you all that within a month after that, we will be starting the training there in that building. But not right now. It's mostly a big hole in the ground right now. It's okay. It's okay. The Lord is doing this. So please pray for this and just support it as the Lord burdens. One other thing I want to mention that is very necessary. We like to have volunteers to come and work with us. So you may say, well, how do we do this? It's complicated. It's not that complicated. You simply write an email to buildingprojects, all one word, at amanatrust.org.uk, and tell us your situation. And we will reply to you and give you some advice about how you could come to volunteer. You can come to volunteer if you know how to take out the trash. Anything that you can do would be help. The rubbish, sorry, take out the rubbish. Anything that you could do to participate would be marvelous. And also there will be a lot of blending that would occur because of that. If you want to give something to help us get the thing completed, just give to LME. And you know how to do that, LME.org and et cetera. You can give that way. Mainly what I would just like to say, and I'll stop, is saints, the Lord has done all of this. We really feel, because there is this property there, you know, we have six airports around London. Actually, London has six airports. But what I like most about Bower House is we have two significant entrances into Bower House, two nice entrances into Bower House. Right between them, there is a bus stop. So you got an entrance there, and a bus stop right there in between. So wherever you come from, it's easy to get there and it's easy to go and take care of other matters. We would like to invite you to come. So come join us. And while you're there, we'll let you take the trash out. But you won't have to do much more than that. But just to come, if you're burdened to give, you give. If you're not burdened to give, don't do it. Just go to the Lord and look to the Lord. But this is where the young people are being trained. And this is also where we want to see much blending take place. So if any of the places that have been mentioned so far get filled up and you're not able to go because they don't have room for you, come to London. And I would like you to come and bring people with you. I'm not asking you to move there. I'm asking you to bring people with you as you're caring for people, because there's something there that they can come to and participate in that will mean something when they go back home. So may there be much, much blending among us. I'm so thankful. I remember days like this many years ago when many of the saints had to stand against the wall because there was no space in the room for all who were burdened for Europe. It happened again tonight. Praise the Lord. Now, Brother Bill is going to tell you something very important, so pay very close attention to what he has to say.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, what I'm going to talk about is a very, very wonderful book called The Recovery Version of the New Testament. You know what Brother Lee said about the Recovery Version of the New Testament? He said,
all of what the Lord has shown us that is contained in this book with the footnotes. It's the aggregate.
He used this word, the aggregate of what the Lord has shown us in his recovery. And it's contained in the New Testament with footnotes. Hallelujah. And we have the recovery version in six languages. We have English, French, German, Polish, I'm trying to do it in alphabetical order, Portuguese, and Spanish. And there's two languages that are in process. Hallelujah!
Amen.
What a tool, saints. There's no better tool than this. And I didn't start my clock, sorry. So, in addition, we have a warehouse, a big warehouse that the Lord provided for us in the northern part of France, in Lille. And we all the Bibles, when they're printed, they're shipped there to this warehouse, and they're stacked in pallets, three high, all over the place. All these six languages. Saints, it's an ugly warehouse, but it's a marvelous sight. Wonderful, beautiful sight. If any of you have ever been there. The brother that takes care of it was standing back there, but
I think he might have gone somewhere. Anyway, he drives the forklift and takes care of shipping the pallets. We send the pallets to all the countries, and then the Bibles are distributed from the different countries. Including the English Bible is sent to countries that don't have a recovery version in their language. And this is useful, so useful. Okay, so the distribution takes place in two ways. One is that orders come in from the internet. We have the internet site, Bibles for Europe internet site, in these six languages. It's wonderful. And then there's also the physical distribution all over Europe. So this precious book is going out all over Europe, Poland, in northern Europe, in the northern countries, in southern Europe, everywhere. It's wonderful. Saints, this is the truth that we have in the recovery is condensed and contained in this book. So recently, we've been working to migrate our website from, you know, to another piece of technology. And this is not an easy task for six languages. Very difficult. But we're almost there. We should be completed with this migration to the new website by the end of the summer. Okay, so I'm almost done. So at the same time, we've had this issue with migrating the website. The EU came out with a new administrative regulation. And they are charging €3 for any package, any small package that comes into the EU from outside of the EU. So it's an additional €3 per Bible. And all the foe can do is just release the flow.
Amen.
So what we're doing is we're spreading out, and we're having to ship the Bibles, post the Bibles from the country. Whatever country where a Bible is ordered, it's going to need to come from that country. In the past years, we've shipped a lot from the UK, from Bauer House, because it's been cheaper to post to a lot of places. But that's changing. And this is just the Lord's doing. It's wonderful. So, saints, pray for us.
Amen.
Pray for Europe.
Amen.
Because this is the land of Antichrist.
Amen.
And the Lord wants to consummate his economy.
Amen.
Okay, the brothers will put up the slide for the Stuttgart Meeting Hall. I just want to give a brief report about the Meeting Hall in Stuttgart. In 2023, excuse me, How about the next page? We secured a building. It was an old restaurant that was built in 1923. So it's over 100 years old. And, well, the history of Stuttgart, you know, goes back to the 1970s. Brother Lee was there, and but they took the ground or recovered the ground later in the last number of years and had the church life, but it's always been in a hotel or a rented facility. Now we bought a place 3 years ago, and there was a lot of feeling in the body, and the money that was raised to purchase it came in very rapidly, very quickly, with an excess for renovation. But it's taken us 2.5 years to get approvals, and now the cost of renovation has gone significantly higher. Next page. So we started work. You can run walk through the outside. Is that a video? Yeah, just run the video. You can see it's a building that was built in 1923. When they're done with it, it'll be quite beautiful. Anyway, I'll just keep talking while that runs. Let's see what I'm trying to hurry because I've only got 5 minutes. What the need is that they still need about €1 million to finish the renovation. And they just started. They just got all the permits and everything in May, just a couple months ago. And next slide. That's a walkthrough from the outside. Now, now you can see what's going on inside. I think before we got all the approvals, we did get a chance to go in and tear out everything. There you go. That's the way to save time. Okay, next one. That was the top floor. Go ahead. You can see the pitch of the roof line. This will be an apartment, I think, a two-bedroom apartment for someone to live there. Okay, next slide. We don't need to spend a lot of time on this because it's just a construction site. Then the first floor, the main meeting room. Now, this is had a whole bunch of tables. You know, it was a restaurant, and it was a very old-style German kind of restaurant. There was a lot of pillars. They've taken out some of the pillars, and this will become a big meeting hall, a big, probably 150 to 200 can sit in there. Once it's finished, the main meeting room. Okay, next. I think we're going to go down to the basement. Yeah, now this doesn't look nice. Dining room, children's meeting, and student lounge. And I think you're going to see a couple of workers in this section. They really had to do a lot of deconstruction. Anyway, that was it. Basically, this is the report. We really just are looking to the Lord. The brothers in Stuttgart are very exercised to just pray and seek the Lord that this need would be met on time. They hope to be done sometime next year, maybe by this time next year. Amen. Did I forget anything? Oh, yeah. Well, that's okay. I told you they need about $1 million. So, all right. Praise the Lord.
Well, last but certainly not least, church in Dublin. We need a meeting hall too. But, you know, Dublin, not to denigrate anybody else, okay, but Dublin is a very important city in Europe. You may not know this, but if you go to the book, The Orthodoxy of the Church, we can move down. Here we go. In the book, The Orthodoxy of the Church, Brother Nee speaks of Dublin as the location where the brethren first gathered. You know, Britain steals all our thunder. You know, Ireland's like considered part of the British Isles. You hear about the British Brethren. But the fact is, the Brethren began in Dublin. And that's where the Lord raised them up. And Brother Nee has a quote here. In 1825, in Dublin, the capital of Ireland, there were several believers whose hearts were moved by God in love, to love all the children of the Lord, regardless of the denomination. This kind of love was not to be frustrated by the walls of denomination. They began to see that in the scriptures, God says there is but one body of Christ. Okay. This is the beginning. So there's a kind of spiritual heritage, you can say. And I don't think it's too much to say this, a spiritual heritage here. And so in 2005, this young man, along with some other saints, they resumed what the Lord was doing in Dublin by raising up the table meeting. I think Brother Joe was there. I saw a video. You were there, Joe. We resumed the Lord's table in Dublin at that time. But through the years, the church we've been meeting, and most recently in the last several years, we've been meeting in hotel conference rooms. And that's, you know, that's okay. We're not complaining. But we need a meeting hall. And we'd like to have a place where we could have a kind of student center where the saints can gather on all different occasions, not just on the Lord's Day, and really build up something together. And so, meanwhile, you know, the Lord has been increasing among us. We have about 70 saints in the Lord's Table meeting, typically. We have a number of saints that came from the Ukraine. And we have a sweet church life. There's no problem with the church life. But we still need a meeting hall. And so we've been looking now for a number of years, actually. And Dublin's not an easy place. It's kind of expensive. And we've looked at different places. And most recently, about 3 weeks ago, we were looking at a place in an area called Sandy Mount. And we thought, wow, it was built by the Quakers. It already has religious use allowed. We thought, this is the place. And we actually submitted an offer. But then someone else came along, and then the bidding began. And it reached a certain point where we just said, we're not going any further. Meanwhile, we located this place, Thomas Street. Now, we can go to the next slide. Maybe in the next slide after this. Okay, Thomas Street, there it is. Isn't that a beautiful building? Yes. And so we located it, and it... Tell you the truth, we're saving €500,000 on this property. This is 1.1, the other place was 1.6. And so we have offered, and the offer has been accepted. But we need money. And Tom said, we're not here fundraising, but I'm here fundraising. We'd like you to go to the Lord. Now, in all seriousness, this has to be from the Lord. If there's not the giving, we say amen. Amen. We trust the Lord in his moving in the body. Amen. And we just honor the Lord's headship in the body. Amen. And so I have no problem. I'll still speak to you afterwards, even if we don't get the property. But the fact of the matter is, we do need the financial support, because the seller has insisted that we close by the end of this month. So, amen. Lord Jesus, raise up the funds.
Amen.
You know, and just to tell you, we can go to the next slide. 1.15 million. It's a nice building, move-in ready. It's been refurbished. Four stories. Next slide. Here's a video. We can play the video, and I'll talk about it while we play, and then we'll finish. But isn't that lovely? There it is. And so we go in, and it's a four-story building. They did it some refurbishment. We can move right in. and use the property. Now, the location is also quite key and quite strategic because it's in the city center. 15-minute walk to Trinity College, Dublin. And that's why we like it to be available to the students, even to use as a kind of student center. Trinity College, Dublin, by the way, another little linkage to the Lord's recovery, is that they raised up a school in Fuzhou that Brother Nee attended. So there's a lot of connection between Dublin, Trinity College, and the Lord's move. So the other point, saints, I want to emphasize this point. You know, the brothers came together and we have designated 9 cities in Europe. I don't know if you've noticed this or paid attention to this. 9 cities that we consider target cities that we've asked that the saints would pray and consider the situation. Dublin's on that list, not because we want to raise up a new lampstand, that's already been done, not because we feel like we need more saints. Well, of course, every place would like to increase. But Dublin is very strategic, not only from the standpoint of spiritual heritage, but it's now the last country in the EU with English as the primary language. And so as a result, and there are many American companies that have their headquarters in Dublin. So for these reasons, we consider Dublin to be a strategic place for the Lord's move in Europe. Because, for example, if you're an English speaker like I am, I don't have any other language. I may want to go to Italy, but that's not going to be so easy. But I can go to Ireland. Because I speak the English language, and that's what they speak over there. So that's one, at least one reason why. Because then once you come into Europe, one thing we like to do is blend. One thing we like to do is a lot of traffic. So you may come, look at a map, you'll find out Ireland is the westernmost country in Europe. In other words, we are the closest country to the U.S. And we speak English. And we're going to get a meeting hall. And we're going to have students come into that meeting hall. And so the Lord wants to move in and through this situation, and as he does throughout all of Europe. And we live in a very special time. And it is our privilege to be in the Lord's recovery at this stage of church history and world history. And in these days, just like we've heard in the messages, I hope we all would have the heart to pour out everything for the Lord's interests. Why else are we here? What else do we live for? May the Lord really have his way. And so to echo what Tom shared earlier about prayer, giving, and going. Amen. We are members of one body. Amen. And the Lord's move in Europe is a body matter. Amen. There is no way we can accomplish anything without the full participation of the body. Amen. The Lord has done much, but I believe he wants to do much more in Europe. And so for that, we need the full participation of the members of the body. Romans 12 tells us we are members one of another. And so we need you, and you need us to advance the Lord's move. So there is a practical way for all of us to enter in through our prayer. I hope Europe is on your prayer list. And through the giving, there are financial needs that if we can meet these needs, this can help advance the Lord's move. And then, of course, through going. May we all pick up a spirit of migration, a life of the altar and the tent. Amen. We're not locked in anywhere. So may the Lord head us all up. May he move in and through the body at the end of this age for this ultimate move. How about if we pray for a minute or two with our neighbor and we'll conclude here? Yeah.